Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. City of Dundas Administrator John McCarthy formally announced his retirement.
Effective May 31st, and that'll be about 1 month short of 13 years.
He explains,
you know, I've really enjoyed and still do enjoy being city administrator, but I think that the growth that the city's entailed and where the city's going to move in the future, I really think they need someone who's younger and able to start pushing the city toward that growth or helping the city do that.
McCarthy will be 72 by the time he retires and decided he wants to slow down a bit. Dundas Council last night approved it David Drown and Associates to search for a new administrator. That company's head of government employment is former Rice County Administrator Gary Weirs. The plan is to have someone in place by June 3rd. McCarthy will
most likely working with the city and with this new person for a while until they decide that to boot me out the door totally.
Then as someone who's taken photographs since he was five, he's got a lot of sorting to do. In fact, thousands of photographs and other media, including 16 and 8mm film. McCarthy's entire interview is on KYMNradio.net. The legislative session got fully underway today. District 20 Senator Rich Dreheim said he's known newly elected Governor Tim Walz for years, and while they differ on policy, he is looking forward to working with him. In terms of the budget surplus, Dreheim believes it's too early to start spending it and said the economy will likely be slowing down. Walz has indicated that he would expand the use of marijuana beyond just medicinal use. With it still a federal offense, Dreheim is concerned about collecting taxes.
So until the feds make some adjustments on the federal level, so the banks can openly accept money from marijuana-type businesses,
he does not think the conversation should even begin. Additionally, he said, we've worked so hard to lower DWI and distracted driving that
And I'm just afraid if we're going to expand legalizing marijuana for more uses, you're going to have more impaired drivers out there and more accidents.
There's no definition yet of what would be over the limit in terms of driving under the influence. Dreheim will be on air with Jeff Johnson each Monday morning at 7:20 during the 2019 legislative session. District 20B Representative Todd Lippert will be on air Friday mornings at 8:45. And on Rice County Sheriff Troy Dunn's wish list for 2019 would be more help for mental health issues. In an interview last week, he said,
you know, we're dealing with mental health issues daily at the sheriff's office and in law enforcement, and not having the appropriate amount of treatment facilities and beds for people that are in serious crisis.
Emergency rooms are overwhelmed. He said, as a community, as a nation, we need to find ways to deal with the mental health crisis. Legislative leaders are well aware of the issue. The problem is getting them to agree on spending. Dunn added,
I'm willing to sit down and work with whoever to come up with these answers for us.
He said the whole system is being taxed. He'd like to see a regional center. In fact, it has been discussed, placing it somewhere along I-35 in Rice County or Highway 52 in Olmsted County. There are no funeral notices. News from around the state is next.